Kamala did what Kamala always does. She just put her head down and she worked.
In fact, recently I was in Nevada. I'm in these streets. Let me tell you, I'm everywhere.
These are the kind of guys you like to smack in the ass.
On the other side of my, you know, the other folks, the Trump and his running mate.
That guy got it. Michigan knows that word.
And they'll talk about, oh, well, yeah, but I do believe in the exception to save the mother's life. Okay. All right, let's break that down, shall we?
When it's all said and done, Kamala's campaign will rival the movie Spinal Tap.
Hey, Cleveland!
Hello, Cleveland! Hello, Cleveland!
Let's go in!
You must have made a long time.
Because it's about all of us. It's about all of us.
The rabid left, comfortable in their spoiled geriatric immaturity, are losing their minds.
I didn't. I came out here to have a civil conversation, but the next time that you put your hands on me, you keep your hands away from me.
You stop me.
It's sad that you're Hispanic and you're against yourself.
Right,
you are, yes, ma'am. You are voting against your own rights.
I'm a first generation Texan. Okay, I'm a woman, and I have my own rights to vote and have my own opinion, just like every other person.
This is
why. This is why our country is the way.
And I will let you vote.
This is why our country is. Don't put your hands on me. Don't put your hands on me.
Apparently, none of these people can grasp the anti-American violent autocracy we are currently enduring. It's a perfect storm of malignant narcissism and Stockholm syndrome.
So tell me a bit about Trump's agenda and what about it is most scary, most concerning to you.
He says that he's going to take anybody who disagrees with him and put them in jail. And from there, he's going to deport them out of the United States altogether.
And I think he wants to basically turn this into a white Christian nation, which it is not.
He will totally try to destroy all life on Earth before he dies.
Elon Musk is wearing a Make America Great hat in the Nazi font. That was definitely the vibe there. It was frightening. And disgusting.
What I will say to you is if he wins in November, it is going to be the birth of the American Nazi Party with him as the top of it.
He's a floating island of trash, him and his supporters.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
You are voting for someone who supports Donald Trump, and you're anti-woman, you're anti-abortion, and basically you're anti-American because you have just trashed American values and what our country is all about over and over and over.
Yet, of course, after those attempted assassination attempts on the former president's life, his opponents reached out to him and said they do not accept political violence. That has been a key difference. I do want to play you.
No, please. His opponents are saying to this very day the same rhetoric that led to those two assassination attempts. Tim Walz and Kamala Harris said that everyone who showed up to President Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden was a Nazi. That's despicable, dangerous, divisive rhetoric that is spewed by the Democrat Party every single day. And I am so sick and tired of the media pointing the finger at Donald Trump and saying that he is sowing division in this country. He is not. The media is for pushing hoaxes like the one that you all pushed today, and the Democrat Party is for pushing lies about him. But the good news is Americans don't buy it.
The rebels are Republicans now. They're like, you want to be a rebel? You want to be punk rock? You want to, like, buck the system? You're a conservative now.
The Donald. Wow. There's a complicated fella. And as one journalist once said to me, is he the political sex pistol?
Well, in a way.
What I dislike is the left-wing media in America are trying to smear the bloke as a racist, and that's completely not true.
They're going, he's going to put us in jail. He's going to invest.
That's
what you're doing to him.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, will you do that? Will you do that to him, if you win? You know, the presidency has tremendous power. I could have put crooked Hillary in
jail. I respected that you didn't, because what you said was it would be bad for the country.
John Bowne reporting for Infowars.com.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that Dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexshowstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and T-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexshowstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexshowstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
November 4th, 2024. And yes, it is the final countdown. Only hours now remain until Election Day. But the truth is, this election might already be over with. What am I talking about? Well, I'll show you what I'm talking about here on the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, where we are very excited for our extended coverage of this election tomorrow. I am going to be all over the maps. I'm going to be all over the numbers and the analytics like nothing you've ever seen. We're going to be putting the mainstream media and the rest to shame with the breakdowns we're going to be having for you here. And I already got into some of them today. I'm trying to memorize as much as I can the 2016 numbers, the 2020 numbers, so that we can kind of apply that as the numbers are coming in tomorrow night. But could this election already be over? And I'm not talking about cheating, and I'm certainly not discouraging anybody from voting, as we are now, you could say, in the calm. Nobody voting today. It's the first day of no voting for some time. We also have Trump live. I believe he's in Pennsylvania. He had two events in Pennsylvania, one in Wisconsin, and then finishing in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where he finished his 2016 campaign. Ultimately, his final stop before victory. We'll be following Donald Trump and maybe go to him live here momentarily as well. But here's what I mean. And we'll get into the latest data in these battleground states. But look at these headlines for you on a Monday. Weary, troubled, and nervous, Americans flood the early vote. North Carolina sees voter turnout record with more than 4.2 million ballots cast. Early voting concludes in Kentucky with record-setting turnout. South Carolina sets record early voting turnout for 2024 election. Almost half of the voters have already voted in South Carolina, and really that's across the board by my numbers. We'll get more into that when we get into the actual numbers. New York Republicans vote early in record numbers. Democrat turnout in total free fall. Early voting reaches such heights that some Georgia polls may be Election Day ghost town. Texans showed out during early voting with nearly 9 million ballots cast statewide. Record-breaking early voter turnout in West Virginia. Michigan breaks record in first ever early voting period during presidential election. More than 1.2 million. And then some of the closing ones. Early voting numbers, a little scary for Kamala Harris. Well, I'm not in a complete agreement with that. We'll look at the numbers here shortly. women outnumber men during early voting. Now, let me focus on this before we go back to New York. And then we get into the actual early voting data that's available. And again, I'm just calling it as it is here, folks. Why are women outnumbering men during early voting? Early voting numbers show that more women than men are showing up at the polls. A local political expert says this could sway the election. Well, it's certainly not good. It's certainly not good in Georgia right now. 53% of the vote are women, 47% men. Could be enough to swing it. Considering historically, not only do women vote for Democrat at least 60%, they're even extra enthusiastic in this election cycle because of abortion. Now, I want to explain something here. And we'll take the good with the bad. We'll take the good with the bad. And if you haven't voted, please go vote for Trump tomorrow. Do not let the Democrats get the White House. Do not let the Democrats get Congress, or we will be in big trouble. Nobody's really talking about this, but it's true. And I get it, because it's hard to believe. But there was more voter enthusiasm for Donald Trump in 2020 than there is in 2024. And that's just true. Now, the outlier here could be, since it was COVID and we had the shutdowns, there was really nothing else to do. So a Trump rally or a Trump boat parade or a Trump truck parade or all these other things that we would see 10 times a week, especially in the final month, you know, maybe because there's other things to do and it's not the pandemic shutting everything down, maybe that's why we're not seeing it. But really, outside of a Trump rally, the enthusiasm only exists on social media. Now, I don't want to spend too much time on this. I don't even know if it matters as far as the election is concerned. But the enthusiasm for Trump in 2020 was much greater than it was in 2024. And I think a lot of people are turned off. A small fringe number, maybe for political reasons. Maybe another number for election integrity reasons. But all that ground has been made up by first-time Trump voters. So really, it's null. I think that that whole phenomenon is null. Here's where it's not null. There will be a record turnout in this election, whether you believe it's legitimate or not. It could be mail-in votes, could be record turnout. Why? Because women are getting out to vote for abortion. They are enthusiastic about it. The Democrats have reached the female base. They have the messaging for it, and it's working. It's working. Now, the clarion call amongst some has been for the men to show up to basically cancel out the abortion vote. And I suppose that's the phenomenon here. If men show up and it's a 50-50 rate, men and women, then that probably is good for Republicans. That probably is good for Trump. But I think the enthusiasm to vote for abortion rights might outweigh the enthusiasm for people to go vote for Trump. And I know that that sounds crazy because he has these big rallies and everything else. But these are what the numbers are showing. Now, put that aside, because I still believe the bigger issue here is voting integrity and election integrity. Now, I went and crunched the numbers again, specifically in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Georgia. And we'll focus on Georgia and Wisconsin for the sake of today's coverage. But we're reaching a point now. We will definitely have the voter turnout records guaranteed. Guaranteed nationwide. Guaranteed in these battleground states. Except maybe Michigan is the only one where the numbers might not show a drastic increase. But it'll probably end up being there too. You're going to see record voter turnout astronomically. I mean, it'll be, I don't know if it'll be as astronomical as 2020, which many believe was fraudulent, but the data is trending that way. In important counties like Fulton and DeKalb in Georgia, that's Atlanta, you saw Biden combined in those two counties get more than 100,000 votes than Hillary Clinton. Now, Trump increased his vote total, too. Trump did increase his vote total, too. But Biden got more than 100,000 votes than Hillary Clinton. An absurd number, probably a completely fraudulent number. But that's where the data in Georgia is leaning again. And if it continues that way, that's bad for Donald Trump. Because they can basically outweigh the whole state in DeKalb County and Fulton County. They can cancel out the entire state. And that's what they did in 2020. In astronomical numbers, probably completely fraudulent. That's going to be what to look out for in this election coming up tomorrow. If they repeat that, that's bad news. Same thing in Wisconsin. In Milwaukee and in Madison, Trump got more votes than he did in 2016 and 2020. He increased his vote count in 2020 in those two pivotal areas of Wisconsin. But guess what? The Democrats got even more. The Democrats got even more. Now, if that trend continues, that's bad news. And the only way to cancel that trend out is if it's election fraud, then the election fraud must be stopped. If it's voter enthusiasm from these Democrats and these women in the inner cities, then the rural areas and the suburbs have to get out at almost a 100% rate. Because that's basically what you're getting in these blue districts now. Unheard numbers, astronomical numbers, quite frankly, unbelievable numbers. And these trends are continuing with the early voting. Or nobody's going to show up on election day. Pennsylvania, the numbers are final. And they're right about where we left off. Trump is probably going to start about maybe 200,000 down. So it's winnable, and yet it just doesn't feel good being down likely a couple hundred thousand, maybe even a quarter million heading into election day in Pennsylvania. Just doesn't really feel good, but perhaps it's not insurmountable. However, I still think Pennsylvania goes blue. Nevada, on the other hand, is looking good with early ballots and mail ballots. Looks like the Republicans are going to start, I would say, with probably 100,000 vote lead, and that's being generous. That's assuming a small majority of independent voters are going to be voting for Trump instead of Harris, which I think would be generous. I would say a large majority, but we'll just say a small. I think Trump might be 100,000 ahead in Nevada. Nevada looks good. Wisconsin, we've got the same story from 2020. They're overwhelming the state in the blue cities, Madison and Milwaukee. And once again, the numbers are astronomical. So it's going to take a huge turnout. A huge turnout in the rural areas for Wisconsin to go red. It's going to take like 100%. And then these rural areas are going to have to go like 70, 80% for Trump on election day. Otherwise, I don't know if it's possible for Trump to overcome the deficit that I'm guessing, reasonably so, he has right now because of the early vote numbers, the mail-in vote numbers in Milwaukee and in Madison. And there's just no data. Again, I mean... if it's election fraud, if it's voter fraud, well, then if it's been dealt with, then we'll be safe. If not, then it's not a good deal. Because there is no data available that I can see that shows any of these blue cities are going to change in the trajectory for Donald Trump. And any time that they have, if you go back and you look at the last two elections and the elections previous to look at how the trends might have changed, even when Trump gains votes, the Democrats gain them at double, triple, quadruple the rate. So there's just no data that shows these blue cities are going to change. Even if Trump gets more votes, somehow the Democrats get even more and more and more and more votes. So again, if that's voter fraud and it's been dealt with, then things are looking good. But if that's the trend and nothing changes, I don't see how Trump wins Wisconsin. By the way, Trump was hammering on this issue at his rally yesterday in Pennsylvania. We'll play that clip, but he's 100% right. Just hammering it, drilling it. Same story in Georgia. And when you look at this map, it's pretty obvious where all the early voting and mail-in voting is taking place. And that is Atlanta or the greater Atlanta area. And folks, all of these districts are blue. And DeKalb and Fulton are deep, deep blue. Now, again, you can go look at this. I don't believe it. I think it's voter fraud. But does it matter? If nothing's changed, then that's what we're dealing with. Now, I do believe a lot of it was double, triple, quadruple counting ballots in Atlanta in 2020, which they got caught doing, and hopefully they won't do again. So that might help. That's the only thing that I could see changing in this data. But the numbers in right now still favor the Democrats. And Trump, in my eyes, needs Georgia to win. Trump needs Georgia to win. And unfortunately, folks, if the Democrats, if the same trends from 2016 to 2020 to 2024 happen, and the Democrats get 70% upwards of the vote in all of these Atlanta areas, that's bad. That's bad news. Really bad. And the other data that we have on the state is also concerning because it basically shows about half of Georgia has already voted. Now, you can look at this turnout, and the highest numbers are actually in some of the red areas, but it's mostly even across the board. About half of Georgia has already showed up to vote. So we'll see what happens on Election Day. This data is concerning to me. I'm not going to lie. The early vote data in Georgia concerns me. And I just don't see anything in this data right now that's favorable. So again, unless the rural areas and the red areas show up at 80, 90, 100%, and Trump gets 70, 80% upwards of those red counties, Georgia's going to be tough. Ladies and gentlemen, hard to believe, but that's what you got. That's what you got with the vote overwhelmingly. Now, again, we don't actually know who they're voting for, but there's no data that shows anything is changing the trends in Atlanta. There is no available data. I would have to assume that the Democrats are somehow only going to get 60% of the vote in these counties. Then it would go to Trump. But if the Democrats get 70, 80%, as they did in the last two elections, in the Atlanta, the greater Atlanta metro area, Democrats are going to win Georgia. I hate to be the bearer of this bad news, but with the data we have available, folks, that's what this looks like. Now, Georgia's still in play. This deal is not decided. And the one thing that could potentially change, if they don't do the double, triple, quadruple counting ballots and whatever other shenanigans went on in Atlanta in 2020, then that'll bring down the Democrats' final numbers, and Trump can win it. But if they do it again, if they get the same numbers they did in 2024, where Donald Trump increases his votes in every single one of those counties, but the Democrats somehow increase it by even wider margins, if that's the trend, they lose Georgia. That is, Trump and the Republicans lose Georgia. But if that is stopped and the rural areas turn out 80, 90%, and it goes 70, 80, 90% to Trump, Trump can win at Georgia. Georgia's in play. Shouldn't be. Should be red. Should be as red as they come. But you know what happens in Atlanta. So Georgia is in play. Now, one other thing here. New York Republicans vote early in record numbers. Dem turnout in total free fall. Now, this is just based off of the turnout in the blue areas versus the red areas. I mean, it's hard to even think that New York could be in play, but is New York in play? I don't even want to count on that. But New York could be in play. If not, it's going to be Trump will definitely outperform expectations in New York. And the margin there might be smaller than it typically is in a presidential race. But this is just based off of the fact that the red counties are outperforming the blue counties right now in the early vote. So we shall see. We shall see. I kind of thought New Jersey would be the knuckleball in all of this. If it's New York, then everything is just completely turned on its head, obviously. So let's do this. Guys, let's pull up the Electoral College and let's just take a quick gander here. I don't really think anything's changed where we left it off last week. But let's just take one last look at it. So if I recall correctly, though, what's in play now is Arizona, Georgia. Go ahead and put Nevada red. I think Nevada's looking good right now. I do. We'll get an update from Nevada tomorrow, by the way, but I think Nevada's looking good. I'd say Arizona's in play, Georgia's in play, Virginia's in play. I'm leaning towards Virginia being red, but I'm getting gaslit by the polls. I got to be honest. The polls in Virginia are gaslighting me. So we're going to leave it in play. Boy, Michigan. I don't know. I don't know. I don't think we can count on Michigan, but we'll leave it. We'll say Michigan is in play. Yeah, I think the Democrats have Pennsylvania. And then New Jersey and New Hampshire are in play. So to me, this is kind of your final what's at play and what's decided as tomorrow is election day. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Arizona, Georgia, Virginia, New Jersey, New Hampshire, and Michigan. Those are the states that could decide. And any combination, I mean, again, all Trump needs in this picture is Georgia and Virginia. That's the path to victory, is Georgia and Virginia. But there could be some other screwball of Michigan, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Arizona, Virginia, New Hampshire, Georgia, Arizona, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Michigan, Arizona. So there's any kind of different ways this thing could be thrown at you. Yeah, but that's because you guys have Maine without one.
Mike in Florida. Mike, you're on the air.
But with respect, Alex, to what you're talking about funding the operation, just funding wars in general, I got a question for the audience. Yeah, you, the audience member that's never donated or spent a dime at the store. What if the New World Order succeeded because you weren't willing to put up $50? What if the New World Order succeeds because you weren't willing to put up a $20 donation? Would you be able to live with yourself? Because I can tell you, as an 18-year listener, Alex, I probably spend about $1,000 a year at the store right now. And anytime you ever release something, I'll just buy it just because, and maybe I'll give it away as a gift or whatever. But to the people that are not funding this? Are you aware, because you live in a capitalistic society, just that every time that you purchase something, that you're giving credibility to whatever that is? So instead of going to Amazon, why don't you just go to the Alex Jones store? Why don't you just get supplements? Why don't you just get T-shirts? What's the issue with that? So ask yourself the question, are you going to let $50 stand in the way between you and the New World Order?
The globalist master plan, the key to all their power, they admit, is the global social credit score, where they track everything you buy, tell you what you can buy, and then use that for total control. So they already know that the real voting power is in what you buy, what you promote, what you support. And that's what I'm saying is, in this war, imagine if we'd have kept Trump in, inflation would have been much lower, and everybody would have saved tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. So people lose money by not backing good political candidates, not supporting good companies, not backing groups and organizations that tell the truth. That sabotages the entire globalist operation. So you hit the nail on the head. Thank you so much for the call, Mike. They wouldn't be trying to shut us down if they were so powerful, if things were hopeless. It's that simple. Take action. Action defeats tyranny. Keep the tip of the spear on air. Energize me now, and I swear to you to give you 110%. Obviously, silver's doing way better than gold in growth, and it's way undervalued. That's a fact. Why then are the central banks mainly hoarding gold?
Well, because there's simply not enough silver, right? It's like, if you've got central banks that start allocating into silver when it's $30 an ounce and they want to have it be part of their reserves, it's like, okay, there's not enough silver in the world to do that, right? So they have to do gold because it's $2,400 an ounce, not $30 an ounce. Right, so this is why
they've
central
got so
banks
many quadrillions
gold.
Of fake money. There's not if they, there's too much fiat to even buy the silver, which I would say then means silver still will always be the thing that grows the most.
Oh, so silver historically, the numbers prove out that when gold is in a bull market, which it is, we're near all time highs. Silver does better than gold, so silver grows faster, and there's a reason why. Silver and gold both act as barometers to government distrust, right? It's the worse things get, the better financial metals do. They're a flight for safety. But what silver has that gold doesn't is it's a manufacturing metal. It's used in industry. So in aerospace, in defense, in electronics, in solar power, electric vehicles, all of that. The demand for silver is through the roof, Alex, and we're just taking advantage of that. And imagine what silver will do with Trump being president, somebody who actually grows the economy rather than having a stagnant economy. The industrial need for silver is absolutely going to explode.
Now, you're right. Silver is the closest thing to a silver bullet. That's why they call it a silver bullet. People should go to kpm.com/gold right now and get silver now. We'll be right back.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Nothing worth doing ever came easy.
Treat the word impossible as nothing more than motivation.
Never, ever quit. Never quit. Adversity makes you stronger. Don't give in, don't back down, and never stop doing what you know is right.
They want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedoms. They're not coming after me, they're coming after you, and I just happen to be standing in their way.
When they couldn't beat him, they tried to bankrupt him.
President Trump is back in a New York City courtroom.
When that didn't work, they tried to put him in federal prison.
Raided by the FBI.
When that didn't work, they even tried to kill him.
They just tried to kill President Trump.
Donald Trump still stands, ready to fight, ready to win, and ready to make America great again.
This is Donald Trump's house, brother.
This election, we all get to choose. I'm going to choose real American leadership and a real American daddy. The 45th and soon to be 47th President Donald J. Trump.
Starting on day one,
We will defeat inflation quickly, and we will make America affordable again. I will cut your energy costs in half.
It's time for the working man and woman to finally catch a break. We are going to bring back the American dream bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
When I'm back in the White House, we will restore world peace, and it will be again peace through strength.
I will launch the largest deportation program in American history.
And we'll put these vicious and bloodthirsty criminals in jail or kick them the hell out of our country.
November 5th, 2024 will be Liberation Day in America.
We all salute the same great American flag. Our best days are yet to come.
Together, we will make America great again.
Well, it will be the ultimate comeback story, ladies and gentlemen. It will be the ultimate comeback story should we pull it off. Not just the comeback for Donald Trump, but also the literal comeback from being behind in the numbers right now in many of these battleground states. It will be the comeback story of the ages. And of course, then the only concern is, what happens when Trump wins? Well, the one thing that's predictable, the Democrats are going to try to stop the certification. They're already preparing for riots in the streets, quite literally. In multiple blue cities, they're already boarding up buildings and getting extra security measures put in place for tomorrow. That's in case Trump wins and the Democrats riot. But they will try to stop certification on January 6th, 2025. I believe that would fail, but they will try. They will then rile up their mobs to engage in terroristic violence on Inauguration Day. And then they'll just try everything they can to try to torture and torment the man during his second term. So really, until you nullify the deep state and its bad actors, it's going to be hard to get anything done. But nonetheless, at least we won't have the big, fat, stinking boot of the government on our neck, keeping us from breathing like we have under the Democrats, which is, of course, only going to intensify. So that's where we're at. Now, Trump is live right now, I believe, in Pennsylvania. Four rallies in his final day of campaigning, two in Pennsylvania. I believe he started in North Carolina, I think it was, this morning, and then finishing in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where he finished in 2016 before his victory. So Trump talking now. But I want to go back to this weekend, and this is it. And Trump is 100% right. So guys, actually, just give me these back-to-back. Give me, I think it's four. I think we want four and then three back to back. Trump talking about election integrity. He's right on. Clips four and then three back to back.
I heard anybody hit him like this, but do you know that paper ballots, paper is very sophisticated. It's called watermark. It's watermarked, highly sophisticated. It's more sophisticated than the machines they use, which can be hacked and things can happen. You know, a great gentleman is Elon Musk. And I said to Elon, I assume you're very good with computers, right? They said, well, I think I'm one of the best. He said, it wasn't the engines that landed that rocket the other day. It was the computers telling the engines what to do. I think I'm good. Yeah, I think I'm really good. Well, he looked at the machines, just looked at them. And he doesn't have to look like normal people. Normal people have to rip them apart and figure out what's going on. That's normal experts. He goes like this. The machines are, oh. He looks, oh. Meaning he knew the machine immediately. You know, he does his stuff for a living. So he looks. And he actually made the statement. He said, look, computers are great for sending rockets up and everything else, but there should never be machines used in voting. Everything should be paper ballots put in boxes. Voter ID, also identification for the country. In other words, little questions like, now, are you a citizen of the United States? These are little questions. These aren't big questions. Excuse me, ma'am, are you a citizen of the United States? No, I'm not. You're not allowed to ask. Oh, what city do you live in? It's none of your business. I'm voting. Do you understand? Now, if you show up in a suit and tie, they say, we don't want this guy voting. You got to see what they do. And we got a phony press. We got a lot of crooked people out there. We're fighting like a son of a gun. We're fighting. They are fighting so hard to steal this damn thing. Look at what's going on. Look at what's going on in your state. Every day, they're talking about extending hours and stuff. What? Who ever heard of this stuff? We should have one day voting and paper ballots. Then I just heard that a couple of states may go an extra 12 days. How the hell do you have an election? You know, they spend all of this money on these damn machines and paper ballots. You'd have the answer by 9 o'clock tonight. It's a damn shame. And I'm the only one that talks about it because everyone's afraid to damn talk about it. And then they accuse you of being a conspiracy theorist. He's a conspiracy. And they want to lock you up. They want to put you in jail. The ones that should be locked up are the ones that cheat on these horrible elections that we go through in our country. And I don't know what's going to happen. But for future elections, I won't be even a part of it. But you ought to damn well go to paper ballots. You ought to go to voter ID. And you ought to have the election over by 9 o'clock. I'm hearing now they're going to take weeks. Can you imagine? They spend all this money on machines, and they're going to say, we may take an extra 12 days to determine. And what do you think happens during that 12 days? What do you think happens? These elections have to be... They have to be decided by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock on Tuesday night.
That's 100% right. And I hope he takes that into his second term with him to do something about it. And, you know, here's another thing that we kind of have to learn. And Trump was pretty good at this. The people he surrounded himself with in his first term were not as good. The people he's got around him now will be good. J.D. Vance, Vivek Ramaswamy, Elon Musk, RFK Jr., Nicole Shanahan. You know, these the new people he's surrounding himself with politically right now will be much better. And that's whenever the Democrats start bitching and moaning and complaining like petulant children, let them. Let them flop and wail and moan. Go cry. Go cry. Go cry, little liberal. Go cry, little liberal. Oh, you can't have paper ballots. It'll take too long. You can't have voter ID. The voter suppression. Oh, my God. Go cry, little libtard. Go cry. Go cry, little libtard. That's what you tell them. They start bitching and moaning about the things you're doing that are right. You say, go in the corner and cry, liberal. Go in the corner and cry, little liberal. Go ahead. Go ahead, little libtard. We're not listening to you. We're not playing with you anymore. You're no fun. You're not a serious person. And that needs to be the attitude of the second term. And when it comes to issues like that, believe me, there will be so much whining and crying and moaning and flopping and flailing from the American left. They'll try to drown out anything you're doing. You have to ignore them, put them in a little box in the corner and say, go cry, little liberal. Go cry. All right, here's some of the election integrity news we have. Now, there was this poll that came out about Iowa. And look, I mean... Iowa's an interesting situation. I think it's only 4 electoral college votes. I don't know what the number is. Mostly inconsequential. Could be consequential in this election. And a poll comes out, Trump's losing in Iowa. Well, I mean, I guess if Des Moines overwhelms the rest of the state, maybe it would be an issue. I think they had a plan in Iowa, but I think it failed. Iowa can challenge ballots of 2,000 voters on flawed non-citizen lists. So there was another fight in Iowa to purge the voter rolls of non-citizens, and the Republicans won the fight. Federal court allows Iowa Secretary of State's challenge to voter registrations. So they removed the non-citizen voters from the list. The Democrats were fighting. The ACLU was fighting. They had illegal voters on the list. Maybe that's why they thought Trump was going to lose Iowa. They thought they'd get a little voter fraud in, and they failed. They failed in the final moments. I don't think Iowa will be a problem. Might be closer than we anticipate, but should be good. Nevada says it worked out the kinks in its new voter system just in time for the election. They worked out the kinks after recent practice runs showed significant problems in transferring data accurately. The battleground state's new centralized voter registration system will get its first real-world test in a major presidential election. Woohoo! Sounds great. Was your mail-in ballot rejected in Nevada? You have tens of thousands waiting signature verification. Now, the Democrats tried to waive signature verification. The Republicans have won on that front. This is why I do believe Trump will win Nevada. Thousands. It'll probably end up being tens of thousands when it's all said and done. Thousands of Clark County ballots rejected due to non-matching and missing signatures. So the voter verification, signature verification is going to save them from stealing Nevada. I'm feeling good about Nevada at this point. Same thing is going on in Arizona. Go figure. Go figure. Damaged forms creating lines at Maricopa County polls, damaged voter registration forms, up to 40,000 damaged registration forms could leave some Maricopa County voters in limbo. Got all kinds of weirdness. Arizona counties restore 2,900 voter registrations without citizenship proof. So there's just ongoing back and forth there. The signature verification, the voter registration forms, the non-citizens being purged from the list, all kinds of shenanigans going on in Arizona. That deal is just a mess. Maricopa County reverses course after incorrectly moving voters to not registered status just before election. Oh, now the voters that are not registered and the non-citizens and everybody, they're going to try to have them voting tomorrow. Arizona is a mess, ladies and gentlemen. It is a mess. And the Democrats have figured it out. They're smart politically. They're savvy politically. They know how to use and abuse political power. It's what they need. It's their lifeblood. So they figured it out. The reason why they operate in Arizona is because they know they can basically determine, really, in many ways, the fate of the nation just by operating in Maricopa County. Just by rigging and twisting and deceiving and cheating and stealing just in Maricopa County, they can determine the fate of Arizona and then ultimately maybe the fate of the nation. With presidential elections, Senate elections, they know. They know damn well. That's why they love their operations in Maricopa County. So, yeah, all the polls indicate Trump. Some polls have Trump up 4 points, 5 points, 8 points in Arizona. Sure. Yeah, Trump would, I mean, again, I'm not going to show you what the real results would be if we had an actual fair election with no voter fraud, zero voter fraud. Trump gets 343 Electoral College votes. That's not the world we live in. Sorry, just not. We don't have fair elections in this country. And if you think we do, you're a fool. And if you didn't learn that from 2020, then I guess we're going to have to go through it again, but I hope not. Supreme Court allows Virginia to purge suspected non-citizens from voter registration rolls. So, again, I'm leaning towards Virginia. Looks good for Trump, but it's in the air. I got gaslit by some of the recent polls. I'm thinking it goes for Trump, though. And Virginia would be huge. But it's hard to not get gaslit by these polls. They got polls coming out saying that the Republicans are down in North Carolina. I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that, but here we are. By the way, there's a fight because, and we covered this last week, but the Biden-Harris DOJ is sending their own federal poll watchers out there, and they're all just Democrats through and through. They're all just dyed-in-the-wool Democrat Party activists, and they're sending them to all the major cities. Some of the states are completely rejecting them, and rightfully so, like Texas. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's federal election monitors are being banned in the state of Texas. They are being banned, and they are not permitted in any voting facility and should be denied entry with this letter from the Secretary of State. Jane Nelson telling the Biden-Harris federal Democrat poll activists to stay the hell away. Smart move. God bless Texas. Smart move. They got a problem in Virginia, ladies and gentlemen, and they know it. They know it. That's why they had Tim Kaine on Saturday Night Live and were promoting Tim Kaine all weekend. Because Hung Cao is a serious candidate. He's a serious challenger. And this is a tight race. And if Trump, oh man, this one is going to be huge. Virginia is going to be so huge. Not just because of Trump, but because of the Tim Kaine Hung Cao race. A major Senate seat could flip there. Major Senate seat. So you've got a couple Senate seats that could flip. You're hoping to flip one in Arizona. You're hoping to flip one in Montana. You're hoping to flip one in Virginia. Those are the most likely ones at this point that could flip. There are obviously others out there. Michigan. But they're obviously panicked about Virginia, I think. Virginia is going to be huge. If Trump wins Virginia and that goes down ballot, that is going to be huge. If we can get Kaine out and Cao in. So they had him on there to promote him, what it was all about. Because they know not only is Cao a real challenger, but he's the real deal. They don't want him anywhere near the Senate. That's what's up with that. All right. I got a bunch of other things to play here. It's just absolutely insane what they're doing on these talk shows to try to promote Harris. Now, John, like Fetterman, I guess, goes on the Joe Rogan podcast in place of Kamala Harris, and it goes pretty much exactly how you would expect it to go. But, the guy who's literally brain dead, the guy who literally has mental issues, John Fetterman, that's who they say. He can do 3 hours with Rogan. Harris can't. So what does that tell you about Kamala Harris? She's more brain dead than Fetterman. Yikes. Yikes. All right. We'll play some of these clips coming up here. But ladies and gentlemen, first, remember, if you're not a member of the Alex Jones VIB Club yet, now is the time to become a member at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Some of the benefits are monthly membership credits. As a VIP member, you get $40 in free store credit. That's right, $40 just by signing up per month to use on products at thealexjonesstore.com. You also get an increased discount even when things are already on sale. You get an increased discount when you're a VIP member. You get double entries in giveaways like the Monster Truck Raffle that has just concluded. When you're a member of the VIP Club, you get double entries into those giveaways. There are also exclusive VIP-only giveaways. So you can only get into those giveaways if you are a member of the VIP Club. You get early access to other products, promotions, and giveaways, plus free shipping. Free shipping for all orders over $99. These are all of the benefits when you sign up today at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. How about this great news from RFK Jr.? On January 20th, the Trump White House will advise all U.S. water systems to remove fluoride from public water. Fluoride is an industrial waste associated with arthritis, bone fractures, bone cancer, IQ loss, neurodevelopmental disorders, and thyroid disease. President Trump and First Lady Melania want to make America healthy again. He then links to a Highwire story about this. And also shows how even in the Obama administration, a federal judge admitted with the EPA that it was causing neural problems. There was another study that came out just 2 months ago linking fluoride to neural problems and lowered IQ. Beautiful. Beautiful. Let's get that poison out of the tap water, please. And then Elon Musk is responding to this, and he's like, well, gee, I've never heard about this. I'm actually for fluoride, but if the studies say differently, then let's remove it. Oh, are we about to fluoride pill Elon Musk? Yeah, Elon. I know, man. They're poisoning the water. Crazy, isn't it? Isn't that just nuts? All right. Kamala Harris, I don't think she's voted. I don't think she's going to vote, actually. Does this sound like somebody who's voted? She's been asked about this before. There's a proposition on the ballot in California. She's asked about it again. She keeps refusing to comment. Does this sound like somebody who's voted or even knows what the issues are in clip 8?
How did you vote on Prop 36?
So I have, my ballot is on its way to California, and I'm going to trust the system that it will arrive there. And I am not going to talk about the vote on that because, honestly, it's the Sunday before the election, and I don't intend to create an endorsement one way or another around it. So, but I did
Why?
Vote.
Why? I don't think she's voted. I don't think she's voted, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, you want another reason to vote for Donald Trump? As if you didn't have enough. They wouldn't make Liz Cheney the attorney general under Harris, would they? Whoopi Goldberg seems to think so in clip 14.
And so I have a question. Are you also a lawyer?
Yeah, I am.
So
oh, yeah.
You could conceivably be a great AG. Well, if this was because, and I say this because your moral core is magnificent.
Yes, right out of your father.
You probably don't want to. You don't want to think about it. But I just feel like I would feel a lot better with you leading the FBI, the CIA, the NBC, the
NMA. Oh, wow. They want Cheney's to run them now. They love the Cheney's. What is wrong with these people?
I'm just saying, should it be floated? Please think about it.
Wow.
And under the radar.
We have to get Vice President Harris elected.
I'm being.
See, so this is what they do. Get them off the screen. So but this is what they do. Most uninformed or low information voters are just sitting around watching these networks all day. So they just make, oh, yeah, everybody, of course, everybody supports Harris. Of course, everybody loves Harris. That's what you do. Just go out and vote Harris. That's what we're up against, is that propaganda.
Wear a Trump T-shirt, put a sign on the lawn, wear a MAGA hat, you know? And then if people confront you, say, yeah, that's right.
Elon Musk is absolutely right. We need to show our support for President Trump as a champion against the globalists, as the champion, by wearing his shirts out in public and not being ashamed. Because the majority of Americans, the numbers show, support Trump, but they're still scared to say it. You will meet so many like-minded people when you wear President Trump shirts. We've got some great ones at thealexjonesstore.com. But InfoWars shirts are recognized by patriots and tyrants alike as the symbol of the resistance. Old school, true rebels, true mavericks against tyranny. Now, when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, there's amazing hoodies, ball caps, new designs getting added every few days, amazing T-shirts. But two of the shirts are marked up a little more than $25, $30 or so, so that you can really know you helped fundraise. And it's the classic InfoWars red on navy blue, and it is the Punisher shirt right here that everybody really loves because it's true. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, 1776. So both of these shirts are our bestsellers. I want to thank those of you that have supported. I want to encourage those of you that haven't supported to get them both at thealexjonesstore.com right now at this critical time. InfoWars can be shut down in just 21 days as the time I'm taping this, but your support of our sponsor will keep me on the air one way or another. But it takes funds to get all that set up, and it's happening right now. So now's the time of action. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get both these amazing shirts. Again, the Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God's Shirt is one of the special fundraisers, and so is this classic InfoWars. Notice this is an XXL. It's baggy now. In just the last few months, I've been taking the Ultimate CMOS, and it's helped me lose all this weight. Find that as well and help keep us on air one way or another at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.